Carol, what is ecosystem services? How would you define that?
Okay, ecosystem services is defined as the benefits that people get from nature. So it's the things like water purification, pollination, air purification, those kinds of things. All the things that people get from nature that basically provide us food, provide us clean water, provide us clean air. That's what ecosystem services are.
So then what would be the interest of Alberta Innovates or BioSolutions in ecosystem services?
Okay, well, our interest, of course, is ecosystem services are all the things that we get off the landscape. So of Alberta's environment and sort of from the natural capital that we all enjoy and we benefit from. And as we know that we have challenges in terms of some of the multiple competing uses of land and, you know, looking at some of the impacts on the environment and perhaps contributions to the environment that we see as less than positive. And so how do we do a better job of figuring out what's going on in the environment and how do we move forward on those things? So many ecosystem services such as food and those kinds of things have market values. And so the choices that the public make are around the things that have obvious market value. So what we're trying to do is find a way to better understand what all the values are that are coming off the landscape and providing opportunities for Albertans to make better choices about how they use the landscape. So we're looking at ways to measure all those multiple benefits and provide us with science and information that can help us make better choices and better decisions around what we're doing on the landscape.
One of the things that your group has done is you've developed an ecosystem services roadmap. What is that?
Okay, the ecosystem services roadmap is something that Alberta Innovates led the development of a number of years ago. It came out of some work done by the Institute for Agriculture, Forestry and the Environment, which was a multi-stakeholder kind of group that was appointed by the government in 2008. And so what they were looking for is different ways for Alberta, in terms of the government and the various sectors, to do a better job of managing the environment, sort of environmental management. And they were tasked by the then premier to look at market-based approaches for managing ecosystem services and looking at different ways to provide incentives for people to sort of make better choices around environmental management. So the Institute did 2 years of research and work on finding out what people were doing around the world in this area. There's many jurisdictions that are working on things like how to manage better for water and how to do things for biodiversity around the world. So at that time, we did a lot of research, 2 years of research. And so the roadmap that Alberta Innovates then developed was based on the research that was done by the Institute and then working with the various stakeholders, including the government of Alberta and various environmental groups and certainly industry sectors from forestry and agriculture primarily and a little bit from the energy sectors, deciding what were the priorities that we would need to put in place from an innovation perspective. So what are the science, the data and information systems, and basically the infrastructure that would need to be in place to look at Alberta's landscape and our policies from an ecosystem services perspective. So the roadmap itself outlines what those priorities are in terms of the infrastructure and the various systems and all the moving parts that should be in place to give us that ability to do that.
And how does it tie into business?
I guess it would help them in terms of their social license, but also taking an ecosystem services approach looks at the endpoints or the outcomes of your management rather than being prescriptive and command and control. So it allows companies to make choices that enable them to be maybe more cost efficient or innovative. It also allows them to collaborate more with other industry sectors. So you look at it from a watershed approach or a landscape approach. So there's a lot of collaboration and a lot of efficiencies that are allowed in that. So it allows businesses to be more competitive. It looks at new streams of income potentially if there's opportunities around incentives for managing water biodiversity in a different way. So that's what's in it for business. So it helps their social license as well. And it helps them to better document their environmental performance.
You also have something called proof of concept. What's that?
Okay, so the proof of concept that we developed came out of the roadmap, and the proof of concept is really, when you think about it from an innovation corporation perspective, is the program guidelines that we use to fund some of the things that were going on. Now, one of the things that we really heard a lot from the various stakeholders when we were out and about talking about ecosystem services, and we have some of the main infrastructure pieces that we funded and are putting in place, but what especially the industry groups and some of the watershed groups were telling us is that we need to be able to demonstrate and apply some of these things. So the focus is proving the concept, is taking some of the data, taking some of the knowledge that we know and have learned from other jurisdictions and have put in place here, and getting out and trying it and working with the various stakeholders to say, okay, how does this work for Alberta? How does it work for us? And what data do we need, or what are we missing when we're trying to make some of these choices and looking at this integrated interdisciplinary approach to managing the landscape and with various stakeholders. I guess one of the benefits of working this way is that it brings all the stakeholders together and everybody has a voice at the table in terms of what needs to happen. So sometimes it may seem a bit more complex, but it's more effective because everybody's at the table and understanding each other's interests and working together to come towards the common goal or the common vision for a certain landscape or watershed or where you're working. So the proof of concept is really, let's try that. Let's all get together and see how this is going to work, rather than just looking at what's in the academic papers.
Can you give me some examples of some of the projects that you might be working on?
Okay, a number of the projects that we funded under the original roadmap that are basically the building blocks, as we call it, of the roadmap, include the Bioresource Information Management System, which is basically a data and information system. And we started with the biomass. So what we've done is working with Silvacom, which is resource consulting company, is developing what's all the biomass on the landscape, whether it's white zone or green zone, and working with the forestry companies and with the Agriculture Financial Services Corporation, is basically putting in place a system that is a living system and continues to be updated and provides information to people in terms of where the biomass is, what type of biomass, and how available it is. That's one of the projects we've funded. We're also doing what we are calling an ecosystem services assessment project, which is with ABMI and many of its partners, and looking at basically putting in place a process to evaluate the supply of ecosystem services on the landscape from various different kinds of land management aspects. So whether it's in a watershed or through the land use framework and the regional plans, and looking at it from that perspective so that people can understand what the services are. We started with 5 or 6 different ecosystem services, and we're moving to another 4 or 5, and just putting in place a system that allows us to know what is going on in the landscape and what scenarios, if you change the land use in a certain area, what that does in terms of impacting the various services. We're also working with Alberta Innovates Technology Futures with Dr. Marion Weber on a series of pilots that are identifying the market infrastructure and looking at everything that needs to be in place if we had some opportunities for markets, and working with stakeholders to define what the credit or the tradable unit of exchange would be, and putting in place some of these things that would allow us to have that in place.
How do you put a value on nature or the environmental services?
Okay, that's an interesting question. Because ecosystem services are about the benefits to people, it's usually related to who is going to use it. So if we use an example around, let's say, something like the City of Calgary, if we're looking at improving water quality, water purification services, what value does that have to the people in Calgary and to offsetting the costs of water treatment and looking at it that way? So it's always as very specific to who the users are and what they're willing to pay or what costs are offset in terms of the systems. It's basically a whole thing unto itself in terms of looking at valuation. And so it's related to the market and who's going to use it. And so whether it's a watershed group or whether we're talking about something like pollination services, you take a look at what is the value of the increased canola production, for example, from all the bees and the pollinators, and what changes if those aren't in place, and what's the economic contribution around that.
So I can see this in a way as being a means to attack the problem we have with the conflicts between industry and development and mm-hmm. then the impact that is on the environment. So mm-hmm. it's finding a way to take the environmental sting out of our human activities. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
It's about finding the balance. So a lot of the work that we've done has been basically about balancing the economic, the social, and the environmental benefits and challenges. You know, so a lot of the work comes out of what Alberta has in terms of a policy framework around land use, so the land use framework and the Alberta Land Stewardship Act, and trying to find ways that better balance, like you said, to provide those trade-off opportunities and let people to understand if you're making these choices, what are some of the unintended consequences around some of the other ecosystem services. So if you're managing for food production or agriculture, you're managing for lumber or forestry production, what are the other things that are going on in the landscape, and what are maybe management systems that you can use that provide some other services as well, because it's not necessarily either or, it can be and that's what we're trying to do, is to help people make better decisions when they recognize if we do this for water quality, we're also having improvement in habitat for grizzly bears or something, so that you understand the bigger picture and all the connections and the trade-offs between some of these services.
Well, I would think, too, with the new emphasis on dealing with climate change and what do we do with attaching a value to carbon, yeah. that this would be right in your yeah. area. Yeah. How are you dealing with that?
Well, it's interesting because carbon is an excellent example. Alberta has had a carbon market and has had that for a number of years as one of the leading jurisdictions in that area. So what we are doing is taking the learnings from what happened in Alberta with climate change and some of the previous policy, and now obviously the new policy really provides more opportunities around that. But the learnings that happened in terms of the science and also the system and some of the things that needed to be put in place for things like carbon offsets in the market, and sort of make sure that we understand what worked really well there and what maybe could have had some improvements. And we've got a lot of those lessons learned that we're taking into the work that we're doing here. There's obviously some similarities, but there's some other kinds of things too in terms of the work that we do with other ecosystem services, because obviously carbon sequestration, those kinds of things are ecosystem services, is that some of these are more site specific. So we might be talking about a forest management area, or we might be talking about a farmer's land, versus like with carbon, it's more global in terms of how it's working. So it's really an opportunity, and it is bringing more awareness to this whole idea of all these linked environmental attributes and how those things work together, and maybe not necessarily always. You could be managing for carbon and miss the fact that you're actually losing biodiversity because of the things you're putting in place to basically reduce carbon emissions. So those are what we're trying to do, is make sure people recognize if you're doing something that's all about reducing carbon, you could actually have a detrimental or an unintended consequence with respect to something like biodiversity, which has happened in other jurisdictions. So
with the new emphasis on diversification of the economy mm-hmm. in Alberta, what role do you see your ecosystem services and the roadmap playing within that?
Alberta Innovates, our mandate has been about economic development and diversification. So for the last 5 years, so a lot of what we're doing is under that mandate and that goal. So I think what we're doing in the ecosystem services and biodiversity areas fits right into this, because first of all, it's about really about being a lot more balanced in terms of how we're making choices. And it's about the green economy and moving in that direction and having better tools and better systems to basically be able to document what we're doing and document environmental integrity, and to be able to put better systems in place that allow us to plan better for multiple benefits rather than just one thing. So a lot of the work that we're doing around wetlands policy and applying these kinds of things to that really helps us to move forward. And so the economy and the environment obviously are very closely linked, and they basically have to be tied together. And a lot of what we're doing here is talking about the value and recognizing that environment and nature has a value, and allowing people to get benefit from that value. So if you're improving your environmental management above and beyond what the regulatory requirements are, perhaps there's a reward, a financial reward, in terms of making that happen. So to put in place a systems that document that you're actually doing something better and that the science is there to prove and verify that you have made that additional contribution and that the marketplace would then allow you to be rewarded for that. So whether that's through an offset or it's through some other financial incentive.
So when you have a roadmap,
yep,
you're going somewhere, what do you see as being the destination?
Okay, our vision or our goal through the roadmap and certainly through the proof of concept is to enable successfully well-designed functioning market systems to support the enhancement of ecosystem services. So to improve the environment, to enable economic diversification and some growth, especially in the rural areas, because that's where most of this stuff is taking place. And then certainly to green the economy. But we want to make sure that we have the system in place, all the tools, the science, the mechanisms to enable Alberta to move in that direction. So it's the infrastructure is our vision. And then it allows better planning, it allows better documenting and monitoring of those resources, and it certainly enables markets to happen.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Thank you.